Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this December 8th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to have a repeat of a great episode we had just last week from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, previewing Miracle on 34th Street. Looking forward to that. That will be at 10:30. Right now, in studio, we have with us Dr. William J. Torgensen III, Senior Pastor at the Evangelical Free Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
And Danita Carlson is with us. Good morning, Danita.
Good morning.
Good to see both of you again. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you guys being here, especially being here to talk about what we are here to discuss today. I think that we've been able to, over the last couple of weeks, maybe over the last couple of months, with you two, with Sheriff Becker, with some others, we've really been able to talk about Mary's Place and talk about what it is and what it can offer to a community, what it can offer to our people, our citizens. I've really enjoyed the time, and I just want to thank you both for putting so much of your energy and time into this subject. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I want to dive right in. First, maybe the most important thing I ask both of you all day, how are you? How is it going, guys? How's it going? Sir, how are you?
Doing well overall.
Yeah.
Rough night's sleep, but I'm here.
You're in the right place for that. This studio is built for people with rough sleep.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Shaking the cobwebs out.
Danita, how have you been?
I have been absolutely fine. Thank you for asking.
Good to hear. So let's do a quick overview of Mary's Place and update on the and get an update on the groundbreaking event process.
Sure.
A progress.
Yeah. So the mission of Mary's Place is to provide shelter, restoration, and hope to no-income and low-income individuals by offering an affordable transitional housing program. This is not a homeless shelter, and Mary's Place right now is located in Marshfield and has been there since 2005 and is expanding to Wisconsin Rapids. And so we will be located at 528th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll be doing the groundbreaking for it already next week, which is scheduled for noon on December 15th, which is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Week from today.
Yeah, that's really, that is, that's exciting. I don't want to say it like it's a sudden, but it is a little bit interesting that it happened that quickly. Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool. I feel like it was just a week or two ago we were talking about trying to get the idea of this even happening. Here we are where we're already, you know, putting shovels in the dirt. That's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely. Altman Construction has actually been on site for a couple months now working on the renovation of the building. And so we will be doing the groundbreaking, and we're hoping that the community will turn out. And this is really an exciting time for our community, and we can celebrate together.
Anytime I see Altman, they help build this building we're in right here and everything. Big fans of the boys over at Altman, all the people over at Altman, boys, girls, everybody. I've seen going past this place, and I've seen some of the work that they're already doing and some of the stuff that's going on over there. And I'm usually whipping by like everybody else. I'm in a hurry. But I slow down in my head when I go past there, because it's just such a good feeling to think that this is happening in our town. I think that there's a lot to be said with this subject matter, because we've gotten a lot. But I've gotten feedback from like the very first conversation Sheriff Becker and I had about this subject to others, where concerns and things that people wonder about this whole topic, really. Mm-hmm. And I think that you two, along with Sheriff Becker, everybody has addressed those numerous times. I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time on that. But I do think that one thing that I don't think we've been able to touch on nearly enough is the positives that come from having a place like Mary's Place. We have focused on the clients and how they could be benefited from this. I don't know if people realize your whole town can be benefited by this. It can impact everybody. There are good things that come from this. Most cities like ours are struggling with population. Every year you've got about 1,100 kids, whatever it is, graduating, and they go off to college, and that's, you're losing that out of your city. And not all those kids come back to town. Well, talking with Mayor Blazer and some others, and even going back to Mayor Verwink, discussing this conversation, one of the things that I have found in my detailing of this is places that have shelters like this have much more, they keep much more of their population, and they bring in more people. It's oddly very similar to dog parks. Like, there's a couple of things that are bringing people in. And dog parks and dog popularity is one of those things. If your town doesn't have a dog park or they're not dog friendly, chances are, if I'm a young couple, I'm not moving there. The other thing people are looking for is empathy. They're looking for towns that care about people.
It shows a community that cares.
So many people, especially young people, realize I'm one bad situation from being in needing to use Mary's Place. So I want that in my town. I want to know that that's a town that's going to have my back. If I'm moving my young family there, I want to know that that's a town that cares. That's a town that has empathy built into it. There is a law. I can keep going. There's layers to this, everybody. It's not just certainly, first and foremost, top of the list, helping these people that are in need, giving them a hand up, not a handout, a hand up. That's first and foremost. But there's other layers to this, guys. And there's more to it than just, well, what is this element going to do to my neighborhood or what this or that or anything? We've answered those questions. Now I'm answering some other ones. The positives to this. It's almost an endless list.
Yeah, well, if we don't provide care and help, then things remain the same. And you have an endless cycle of everything. Homelessness, crime, lostness versus a community that comes alongside and helps people, provides the resources, the counseling, the financial counseling, and I think assistance to turn them around. Now that becomes attractive.
And it does have a generational impact.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And not to forget about that, it may be one person today, but what does that mean for that one person and generations beyond that if their life has changed?
I remember being a kid and seeing an athlete sign this signing bonus, $1 million like signing bonus or whatever and everything, and he's crying. And they interviewed and they asked him why he was crying. He's like, this changes my whole family. This isn't just for me. My whole generation, my kids are, this changes. That's the kind of wealth that we're getting here. Like, speaking of that, it reminds me of that, Danita. It's a really good point to mend. Can we get an overview of EFREEZE, Heart of for the Holidays initiative focused on Mary's Place?
Yeah, I'll chime in on that one. I came to EFREE a year and a half ago, and moving into Christmas, we were doing these initiatives to help Good Samaritan shoeboxes and angel tree gifts to inmates, children and families and so forth. And so we had some things in place, but we brought them all under one umbrella and started calling it Heart for the Holiday. And this year we thought, well, why don't we add a campaign, something strategic to it? And rather than thinking inward, which a church can easily do, you know, brick and mortar and, you know, maybe a new piano or a new something, we thought, what about a campaign that would raise the resources for a strategic initiative in our community? How do we care for our community? And so we were looking at some of the opportunities, and I knew Danita through Love, Inc., and I had a conversation with her, along with Bob Wilson, our leader for our outreach program, and we sat down and really sensed that this is something we wanted to partner with and invest in. And so we started to launch this campaign a few weeks ago as part of our Heart for the Holiday with the focus on Mary's Place and what could we contribute. And Danita had mentioned that there were resources that were needed in providing the furnishings for the facility. So as they finish it out, the construction is done and the new carpet is in. Well, now we need living room sets, kitchen sets, bedroom sets. And we thought, well, that's something tangible we could do. And so if we could raise the money and the resources for this, along with the manpower to help move it, store it for a season until they're ready, and then load them up and bring them all in. So it's turnkey for them. And so we started this initiative. And so within Heart for the Holiday, we have Mary's Place. And we have three tiers or three goals. The first level is $9,000. Second level is $20,000. And ultimately, if we can hit all three, it's level three at $54,000. But level one is kitchen tables, kitchen chairs, living room couches, living room chairs, end tables. I mean, we're 41 end tables, that type of a thing. And level two is all the bedrooms, the mattresses, the bed frames. Level three, washers, dryers, and so that's a little higher category. But within a few weeks, we've already raised $19,000, so we're close to covering
that's
the first two goals with the third goal remaining. But we're still raising the resources. And if there's anyone out there in the radio land that has interest in this and want to contribute, they can certainly do that. They can send a check to eFree and certainly benchmark it and put in the memo for Mary's Place. And 100% of that resource will go to Mary's Place. And so we're what we've seen is that there's traction with this. That's why there's a quick turnaround. We're seeing movement on it. Took a while to get all the permits and so forth, but it's moving, and there's buy-in from the community, which I think is huge.
We'll make sure to give that information again before we let you guys go today.
Yeah, please.
That's great. You also mentioned, while those are greatly appreciated, we could also use some good-bodied people to help move some of these things and everything, setting up furniture and that.
Yeah. So when we draw close to that date, maybe we do a little spot where we can send out a, or you can send that out as an e-mercial and we could get some individuals to help. Sure.
Either way, we'll cover it. Whether we bring you guys in or we bring it up on the air, we will definitely cover it.
Perfect.
I will put this out there, and I only say things on the air that I can back up. I don't want to brag here, but I'm pretty good at moving stuff. I've moved a lot in my life. I had over 10 different addresses before I was 10. So I don't want to brag, but I could probably help out with some of the moving and stuff.
You may get 100 phone calls from people going, fine. You know, we're selling our...
I got friends from like high school calling me up, hey, I need to move.
And that's right.
But please do keep that in mind. I would love to help.
We appreciate it.
So we've kind of explained the three goals in the tier system there, and we certainly encourage people to help out with that. Can we get to the need for Mary's Place in our community, the need for Mary's Place for those in need of this international help, intentional help here?
Yeah, there has been a housing, I think, do we call it a crisis nationwide? And so we are actually feeling that locally, too, where there just isn't enough housing available for the for those who really need it. And so there has been actually a little bit of change in what in who we will be taking at Mary's Place in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, just a reminder that these are separate apartment units, and there'll be 11 different separate apartment units. And originally, we were just going to take adult men and women. But because of the need, one of our partners is Wood County Human Services, and they work with homeless families on a day-to-day basis. And because there is such a high need for families that are in need of housing, we have decided to change who we're accepting into the program, into the Mary's Place program, and we will be allowing families also. And so with that, we're pretty excited that now there will be some families that will be able to be housed in Mary's Place. And so I believe we'll have four units that will be for families, and then one of the units will be for a house manager. We do have one for emergency housing, and then one will be wheelchair accessible, and then we'll have four others for singles. And all of the bedrooms have at least two beds in them. And for the family units, we're talking now to put bunk beds in there. So originally, we had thought we were going to have around 30 beds, but with the families and incorporating bunk beds, we'll be able to house probably closer to 40 individuals. And so this has really been an amazing blessing for the community that we're able to have Mary's Place in our own backyard. And I love that Pastor Bill talked about people coming together and how it's really an investment. And we talked about that too, the positive impact it'll have. And it truly is an investment, a positive investment for our community as people are contributing their time, talent, and treasure to this project.
Danita, my one issue with that is you are not supposed to get the person who has to talk for a living all teared up and everything. I can't talk right now. I'm too emotional. I can't. That's so cool. I didn't know that part. I didn't. Yeah. I'm so glad that you brought that to us. That I have to be honest, that was something when reading the description of Mary's Place and everything, I was back in my mind a little worried. I'm certainly all 100% in support of this, but I was a little worried about families. It's so nice to hear that. Now, I feel very poorly for this, but just to be honest and admit, I didn't think about the disabled part of things either. Mm-hmm. So that is another great thing to bring up. Thank you for that. That's great information.
It really is a blessing to our community. And unfortunately, only having four families, it's still four families, but the number is much higher than that. And so, again, it is a blessing, and we're super excited now to be allowing families that will be coming into Mary's Place. And I don't want to go on without saying that there is an application process. So just a reminder to those folks that maybe have some concerns about who's entering the building, there is an application process for singles and families that are coming into Mary's Place. And again, it is transitional housing, and it is giving a hand up, not a handout. For singles, there's an $80 a week fee to stay there once they are approved to be in the program. And so they are to be working. And so we haven't decided what that looks like for families as far as what the fee will be, because, again, this is new news for us, or a new decision that has been made. But we're excited to announce that information.
Well, and I think that addresses some of the fear factor. Because the community has a certain element of fear with that. And when they hear that there's families coming in too, because, you know, the assumption is these are hardened criminals, or these are individuals that are just patterned. Now, oftentimes these are individuals that just made a mistake, bad choice, and maybe a couple bad choices. And so their life is going in a different direction. But they genuinely want help. And they're going to vet that process and screen individuals to come in. But I staffed at a halfway house years ago for alcoholism and chemical dependency. And if people understood the relapse rate, you know, a room of 10 alcoholics, you know, if they come out of a hospital treatment center 15, 30 days, 9 out of 10 are going to relapse. They go in a halfway house. They go into something that has structure and has stability and allows them to take the next steps. Well, now all of a sudden, at least 50%. Are going strong. And so that's what we're offering here, is a long-term pathway for people to get healthy and whole. And think about this. I mean, there's a lot of want ads in this community and in this area of places that are looking for hard workers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're contributing to the workforce. I mean, this could have a really neat element.
I've had this conversation with listeners, and I want to be very clear here. We have had, on the top of my head, maybe 4 to 5 calls or emails regarding concerns about Mary's Place. Not many. And the months that we've been talking about this, that's what we've gotten. I've gotten more like emails that are much darker and worse than even apply to this. But when I've talked to these people, every single one of them that I've talked to, they are pretty much born and raised in this town. And that's great. More power to you. I don't talk about this like I'm proud of it. I talk about it because I think it's important to... I don't have a lot I can bring to the table. There's certain things I can. I come from this world. I come from the criminal element. I was a knucklehead. I have owned this. I've told this about on the air many times. I just had the sheriff's department in yesterday and was talking about owning this with them. Mm-hmm. Criminals don't fill out applications. Okay? Like, people that want that, like the people that you're worried about taking this criminal element, these people that this nefarious person that you're worrying about doing this stuff, they don't do this. Like, that's not what they're doing. They're not going above and beyond. A criminal is lazy. A criminal is not going to take the effort to go into all this stuff and everything. The person that takes the effort to do these things is trying to change their life. It's
Absolutely.
Just looking for one person to give them an opportunity. Just give me a break. Give me one opportunity to see the light and realize there's a better day, and I will fight for that. I will work for it, and we'll fight with them. The person that you're worried about moving into this building is not moving in there. Chances are the person you're worrying about is in Milwaukee or Chicago.
And they moved on to another community.
They have.
Because they're searching,
exactly,
right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. They're not finding what they're looking for here. Yeah. They're going to move on. And I'm not saying that out of 10 people, you know, there isn't that one person that might be a bad apple,
sure,
or something.
You're going to have
You get 100 people, you're going to have some bad apples.
Yep.
But the majority, overwhelming majority of people are not like of this element that you're worried about. And again, the person that maybe you are, the application process filters that out. So as you touched on, Pastor, any concerns you have, I would think that that would take it right there.
Yeah, and think of the ripple effect. I mean, if businesses came alongside and began offering internships, or we begin to sponsor some of them to get a degree, it just goes on and on and on. So we're excited as a pastor. I mean, it's something we're praying over and trusting the Lord for. And to see community, we think of church revival, but to think of community revival.
How? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, as we're talking about the community, that I've been meeting with a lot of churches that I came to know their hearts through my work at Love Inc. And so now we're talking about what does it look like to bring the community together to make Mary's Place happen and open up. Now we're talking about opening up in May or June, and then. As I'm talking with the churches, they're talking about, well, how do I come alongside the people that are in the building, help them be successful, and help with mentoring and applications and whatever that means, whatever their needs are, to help them be successful beyond. And then one of the things Pastor Bill and his congregation are looking at, too, is that aftercare. And so when I met with them and they were talking about, okay, this woman or man is leaving Mary's Place after they've graduated from the program, how do we help them be on that? And so it really is a tiered, it's layered. And it has, there's a lot of different opportunities for our community to come alongside individuals and to literally transform their lives, to change lives in this. And as we said earlier, it is generational. It's going to have a generational impact. And so it's been exciting for me to meet with people and to see how people can see how they can fit into this, how they can help, and how they can love on members of our community who desperately need that. They need somebody to believe in them. They need somebody to love and care for them, believe in them when they don't believe in themselves. And so to encourage them. And it's just, it is, I know I've said it probably too many times, it's a blessing.
You can never say it enough.
It's systemic as well, because as these individuals get healthy and are equipped to function in community, they go back into their families.
Right.
And they may go back into a family, and they were the unhealthy one, now they're the healthiest in the family. The same thing takes place in community. It's systemic.
Yep.
So the fear is that this is, oh, what about this? Well, what about this?
Exactly. What about the other side?
What about this?
Because the positives far outweigh any negatives. If you want to look at it the other level, too, these are future taxpayers. These are people that are going to add to the commerce of your community.
They're going to contribute.
Yeah. They're putting back in. It's a win-win kind of situation. Unless you don't know what it's like to not have it in you instilled in you every day, you don't know how hard it is to manufacture hope. There's no store that's selling it. There's no place I can go. I can't go on Amazon and buy it. A place like Mary's Place, what you guys are doing, what the team here, what everybody is, what this community is doing, you're manufacturing, you are creating a factory of hope. And I cannot express how difficult that is to find when you don't have it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's remarkable what's working and the work you guys are doing, work everybody is doing. And I want to wrap up on how people can support Heart for the Holidays through eFree and how they can also support Mary's Place. We'll get into both of those.
Sure, absolutely. You want to go first?
Go ahead. How can we support eFree first?
eFree?
Let's start there.
Yeah, if they want to contribute to our Heart for the Holidays specific to Mary's Place, knowing these are going to resource the furnishings for Mary's Place, they can contribute. They can write the check to Evangelical Free Church or eFree Church and just simply put in the memo, Heart for the Holiday, Mary's Place, or Mary's Place, and it's going to go right into that fund. And then we're working with Danita and Mary's Place in terms of rolling those contributions out to them. We have also, while this all began, it's amazing how the networks develop. Some parachurch organizations that want to potentially contribute some of the furniture because they have a mill and the bed frames. Well, if they can do that and contribute that, well, that just frees up more money for us to help on the other side. So they would contribute to eFree, just simply put in the memo Mary's Place.
Excellent. Thank you. How to help support Mary's Place moving forward. Danita, can we touch on that real quick?
They can go to the Mary's Place website, and you looked it up for me last time.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Mary'sPlaceMarshfield.org is one of those places. If you would.
And that'll be changing at some point, but it'll route you to the same place. I'm sorry.
No, slacking on that. Nope, that's all right.
But if you go to the website, there is a wish list. So if there is somebody who would rather not just write out a check, they would like to actually purchase something, there you could go and buy pots and pans or cleaners or shelving, plates, glasses, just a lot of different towels, bedding, a lot of different things that you use on a day-to-day basis. So there's a list of items there, and they could shop. And then as they shop, it'll go right to Mary's Place Marshfield. And then our team is actually picking up those donations, and we have a storage unit that we're keeping those in for Mary's Place Wisconsin Rapids. And so that's probably one of the best ways to support us right now. They can certainly reach out to me at marysplacewr@gmail.com, and they can talk directly to me over email, or they could call me to 715-570-2283. And so there's a lot of ways that they could help Mary's Place.
And remember, the community is invited to attend a groundbreaking ceremony on December 15th at noon, held at 520 8th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Come one, come all. Thank you both for everything you're doing for the community.
Appreciate the time. Absolutely.
We'll bring you guys back soon. We'll have you guys back real soon. And looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Stick around. Everybody, got more Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.